All right. Straight Natural Blues right there. 3 hours. And actually, WRAR's first and only blues show, I believe. Straight up, man. So we appreciate you being here. Give him a round of applause. This is WRAR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond. Finishing it out here. Welcome to Friday Breakfast Blend. I'm Phil D. And it's the Black Friday edition of the Friday Breakfast Blend. Music to make you feel bad while you shop. So I hope you have a totally miserable time. I think the best way to start it off is with a little pleasant tune that I have here for you. By No Means No. From their Why Do They Call Me Mr. Happy album. And Kill Everyone Now. So there you go. It's Black Friday, people. Don't shop. Don't be a jerk. That's right. I have ideas for this, so we'll talk about those later. Here you go, WRAR 97.3.
Kill everyone! Now! We'll be right back.
feeding his face soon. Remember, a stitch in time saves precious pottery blood. There is no future without Blaster, Blaster, Blaster.
Donuts.
Here's the soap.
Cyclops right here. From the Out of Africa album. Before that was Prism by the X. Then we started with Kill Everyone Now by No Means No. Based on the view that the working class and the employing class really have nothing in common, the Industrial Workers of the World is a worker-run labor union fighting for workers' rights in a workplace and human rights in the world. The IWW organizers who are on call, if you have any issues with the job, you may contact them at 804-496-1586 or on the web at richmondiww.org. Remember, an injury to one is an injury to all. This is Ape Has Killed Ape, Archaeology.
America, a portrait in geezers.
I remember as the last forests fell, at about that time we would see hawks and eagles in their cities. People walked outside more back then. The temperature usually didn't get above 100. There were streets in the cities, and eagles flew over them, wobbling without moving their wings. I remember seeing the hawks perched on street lamps during those last days of the American forests. They had come from the mountains, maybe, or pine woods that were now two or three levels of suburb. But the hawks sat in our cities like kings. They would not look down from their lampposts as thousands of downcars went by underneath. It was like they sat alone on Douglas firs. I miss that time. The cities back then, just after the forests died, were full of wonders, and you'd stumble on them, these princes of the air on common rooftops, the rivers that burst through city streets so they ran like canals, the rabbits in parking garages, the deer foaling, nestled in dumpsters like a nativity.
Thousandth and tenth day of the human totem pole. The morning was distempered gray of the thousandth and tenth day of the human totem pole. The man at the bottom was smiling. He had just finished his breakfast smiling. It hadn't rained or manured for over 2 hours. The man at the top was starving. The pole was a horrible looking thing, with all of those eyes and ears and waving hands for balance. There was no way to get a copter in close, so everybody was starving together. The man at the top had long ago given up, but didn't have nerve enough to climb down. At night, the pole would talk to itself, and the chatter wasn't too good. Obviously, the pole didn't like itself. It wanted to walk. It was the summer, and it was hot, and balance wouldn't permit a skinning to undergarments. It was an integrated pole. It was taking on a reddish-brown cast. Exercise on the pole was isometric, kind of a flex, and then balance. Then the eyes would roll together, the ears wiggle, hands balance. There was a gurgling and googling heard, a tenth of the way up the pole. Approaching was a small child with Statue of Liberty doll.
Thank you. you and your fun. Know what to do and I do. So my teenage dream is a colorful gun. Don't you like him? Don't you like him? About you. Yesterday, no, not to eat. We had three hands close to the other side. Suddenly there was a welcome. A finger came out and said, those girls are right. What would you say if this is what just happened to you?
Month's 20 hot sex tips for girls. Hey, you want to leave your boy with his head spinning? Then check out what Lucia, our lady of love, has to say about these chicks and their sitch in the sack. Natalie from New Jersey messages us.
My guy says no nookie at parties, but I feel that in order to do our duty to the party, we gotta...
That's why I ask it. Consider, the United States has been instrumental in the overthrow of truly genocidal dictatorships. We dole out billions of dollars each year in foreign aid. We support failing economies. We give harbor to many who seek our shores. We are trying to do what is right. We are trying to do what is...
to me for my being.
Chumbawamba. Never do what you're told. From their Anarchy CD. That's right. Nice little album. Some controversy with the cover. Actually shows birth. So I don't know why, you know, that would be banned. Considering. And then before that was Biss and Shopaholic from their Social Dancing. And then we had Culture Shock, speaking of vocals of Dick, and 10% Off. We'll be playing another one from another one of his bands, Citizen Fish, in a little bit. And let's see. Then Consumer by Ozgang Verbolten from the Cold Waves Volume 1 compilation of Cold Wave, No Wave kind of music. And then Frank Zappa was in there and The Mother's Invention from We're Only In It for the Money. And What's the Ugliest Part of Your Body? And then we heard Faust in there, and I Got My Car and My TV, Picnic on a Frozen River from there so far. And then Tragic Mulatto did Safeway from their Italians Fall Down and Look Up Your Dress album. And then we heard a wonderful song by Captain Beefheart and his Magic Band, the 1,000th and 10th Day of the Human Totem Pole. And Archaeology by Ape Has Killed Ape has been in there too. And there's somebody trying to get in right now, but they're going to have to wait. Welcome. This is the Friday Breakfast Blend. This is the Black Friday edition. You can go to WRER.org and check out the graphic that I made the other day to celebrate shopping. And if you cannot tell by the music so far, this is an anti-consumer, anti-capitalist kind of set. So there you go. There's a reason for that, and that is not to shop. And we'll be hearing from the Reverend Billy here in just a moment. So be prepared. In the meantime, let's go ahead and keep going. This is Alice Donut and Cost.
Thank you. Barbaric war religions and bombing stars are you good?
is an up car tearing along over the desert. It cuts Bragg's swerves through passes and over gulches.
Someone once said it was easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich guy to get into heaven.
There is a city, a marketplace, camels, Arabs. The up car shoots overhead and they duck.
Yeah, sure. Now we know that the Eye of the Needle is just another name for a gate in Jerusalem. And with the Swarp XE11's mega left and lift and electrokinetic gyrostasis, you can flip 90 degrees to the ground and back again in 1.2 seconds. So getting through the gate just won't be a problem anymore. The Swarp XE11. You can take it with you.
All right. These are excerpts from this book, audiobook called Feed. By M.T. Anderson. I highly recommend it. It is a teen novel, but it's really more geared towards adult teen. But great sci-fi, anti-consumer kind of thing. So, recommended. Before that was the pop group, and we are all prostitutes. And then You Lost Everything, But It's Not My Fault, Hang on the Box, Yellow Banana, and from their Yellow Banana album. And then Cost by Alice Donut started off. That's right. You are listening to the Black Friday edition of the Friday Breakfast Blend. I'm Phil D. So I'm sorry if you're standing in line, but it's your own damn fault, you fool. Actually, I had this great idea. I'm going to tell you as soon as I tell you this. WRAR LP 97.3 FM Richmond. And this is a Friday Breakfast Blend. I think we should have safaris. You know, it's like it would be great if you had a friend or something that had one of those safari cars, and then you could get on the safari car and, you know, you can have some breakfast on there or something like that, or whatever, donuts, whatever you want to do. And you drive around to these big box stores where people are standing in line like idiots, and you just laugh at them and you insult them, and then you just drive away and go on to the next thing. Or better yet, my wife and I were talking about this, is you observe them and you take notes, you take copious notes, and you say out loud, you know, a pasty, pale woman in sitting outside of her tent with, you know, Twinkies or something like that, and just like really, and looks, you know, looks really tired and disturbed, and I can't believe she missed Thanksgiving to sit in line for a piece of junk like a flat screen TV. Actually, another thing on Craigslist was I was reading, you know, just for funs, you know, because you do that. That's what you do. Sometimes you look at the personals, and sometimes you read of what kind of junk is on available for sale. Anyway, some very invested dude with no time on his hands posted in the electronics section that he had the voucher tickets that he would sell to, because he was like fourth in line or some junk like that. He was fourth in line, and if you wanted to come by cash in hand and give him like $50 for the voucher for, I don't know, something that you sit on or let you look at or that you fondle a lot. And he was willing, like if you gave by, he would give you the voucher. So, man, what a beautiful country. I bet you the rest of the world just looks at us and just shakes their head, even more so on a day like this. You know, for the day, I'm going to go off now. For a day that you're supposed to give thanks for everything, like your family, your friends, and just being alive and just being well, or just thankful for the things that you've done in your life and where you're at now of yesterday, and then having to get up at 2 a.m. or, you know, last week to sit in line so you can get an electronic device that'll bust in like 2 years, is just doofy. You're an idiot, fool, jerk face. So, safari. So what do you think? Do you think we can get into safari action and do that? I don't know. We should probably look to the expert when it comes to stopping and shopping. And that's the Reverend Billy and the Church of Stop Shopping. So, Reverend Billy, please lay it on us, sir.
Children, this is the gospel. It feels so good. It feels so good not to buy. This is the good news. Throw open the windows, shout it out into the streets. Everybody, everywhere in the world, listen to this. You are safe now. American products, they've all been locked inside the big boxes. Our salesmen are under house arrest. International common sense has grounded our jets. Yes. We stopped our shopping.
our shopping, yeah. We're gonna back away from products. By the way, to do that tonight. Can we? Hallelujah. Together. Back away from the product.
Thank you. recently purchased ATF-4100X with three heads, three motors, and a Sensui 36-60-45 watt per channel Dolby XDBX high-tech specs, 30 to 20,000 HD, so I can listen to adult contemporary music. Cranked up to three. In my three-level attached suburban townhouse with a community pool and rec room, 495 PI year 1 through 3, 795 PI year 3 through 35,000 neighbors in the three-block square, they don't know I'm there unless I park in their parking space. I traded my GTO for a JetJet 300ZX, then a BMW 5-speed AC PBPS 2 bucket seat sound system, hurts my ears, goes fast, 55 personalized license plate that says Sparky. Sparky, but it's in the shop. Yuppie drone. Yup. With Mr. Coffee, jump in the carpool with Fred and Alice and Charlie so we can drive downtown pre-dawn in the express lane HOV 4395 6 a.m. It doesn't matter. It still takes an hour to go 5 miles. I wear a suit and tie, but I still have lots of t-shirts that I don't wear. There's no time. I got out of college and freaked, so I grabbed a job with a big corporation that treats me like poop. But I don't care, cause the pay's okay and the benefits are great. Don't ask me what we make. Yuppie drone. Yuppie drone. Me and my lady person who I met at the happy hour 427 at Chumley's Bar downtown during a snowstorm last year. We both love margaritas and Jimmy Buffett toots, jogging jacuzzis and shopping at Dark Drug Compare, and say we will not be undersold.
You bet.
I trusted George in 72, hated Tricky Dicky with a passion, champion the poor downtrodden masses. Don't call me middle class, what's mine is mine. I don't like war, but the bread is good. Ronnie's not so bad as Fritz or Carter 6. Right is new, left is out, twist and shout. I love my car and house.
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 I love my car and house. I love my car and house. I love my car and house. I love my car.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggy
tail. All right.
Hi, Patty.
How much is that?
You ready? Let's bark together.
In the window.
Bark, bark.
I do.
There you go. I don't think I heard you. You're lame.
I must take a trip.
All right, that was Pheromones from their Yuppie Drone album. Or EP, I guess. I don't know. It's a pretty long album. Thank you, Sean, for getting me that one. And then before that was Corporate Feed by Anonymous from the Let Them Eat Jelly Beans compilation. And then we heard Citizen Fish and Shelf Life from their Goods album, Fugazi Merchandise. And we started, well, then Laughing Hyenas was in there with Everything I Want. And we started with Stop Shopping, Reverend Billy and the Church of Stop Shopping. That guy's awesome. He has a website. You can go to our website, WRAR.org, and check it out. Wonder what to do with your out-of-town guests? Don't take them to a box store. The Richmond Metropolitan Convention and Visitors Bureau has created 10 itineraries with diverse visitors in mind. Try 400 years of history, action and adventure, or African-American trailblazers, from battle sites to boating to beer. Your guests are likely to find their perfect plan. And you can't find exactly what you're looking for, contact the Visitor Center for a complimentary customized itineraries. For itineraries, Visitor Center locations, and more information, visit the main Visitor Center at 405 North 3rd Street or on the web at www.visitrichmondva.com or 804-783-7450. You don't have to be from out of town to tour the town. Yes, you can't take a goldfish for a walk. And you know how they have in like Spain, they have the annual running of the bulls and stuff like that before the bullfights. I think we ought to have a sports competition-ish or game or whatever you want to call it, and make it the annual running of the shoppers when you open the gates and they all come out. And then you can be in front of them trying to escape them, getting to their items and stuff. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. All right, let's do a DOA here from their Festival of Atheists CD and Death to the Multinationals.
Multinationals.
You'll be more than a little attracted to its powerful T44 Fermion lift with vertical rise of 50 feet per second. And if you like comfort, quality, and class, the supple upholstery and ergonomically designed dash will leave you something like hysterical. But the best thing about it is the financing at 18.9% APR.
Only on Sportsbox. Take a man, take a gas sled, take a chlorine storm on Jupiter, and boys, it's time to spit into the wind with Alex Neatham. The hardest, hippest, hypest.
Month summer styles. And the word on the street is squeaky.
Their hit single, Bad Me, Bad You.
I like you so bad, and you like me so bad. We are so bad. It would be bad if we did not get together, baby. Bad, baby. Bad, bad, baby. Bad, bad.
Hostess M's American Family Restaurants, where time seems to stop while you chew.
Give me an M.
M.
Give me an A.
A.
Give me a U.
U.
Give me an L.
L.
Give me your money.
Sure.
What's that spell?
Mall.
What's that spell?
Shopping mall.
You're a victim, time to leave. Don't matter if your family's 15, 30 years. We're tripling the rent. Time's up, the sheriff's here. Too bad for you if you freeze out on the street. You can find a crooked palace. Downstairs will symbolize your neighborhood is slowly, slowly dying. They're gentrified. Oh yeah, that's progress. That's a crime that's making you feel. Picks your career at age 15. Universal price code IDs. Let's strike the laser reads and records where you've been when you're sick and won't you eat. For every spy in government, there's 50 private eyes who round up dirt on you to keep on file. That's how the file. Oh yeah, that's progress. Not the progress make you feel good inside. That's progress. That's progress. Progress.
This is the community calendar for the week of November 25th. Richmond screening of the film Pay It No Mind, The Life and Times of Marsha P. Johnson, Monday, November 25th at 7 p.m. by the Richmond Triangle Players. Marsha P. Johnson was a black American born in Elizabeth, New Jersey, named Malcolm Mitchells Jr. at birth, and was a transgender rights activist and popular figure in New York City's gay and art scene from the 1960s to the 1990s. One of the city's best-known drag queens of the times, Johnson was a leader in the clashes with the police amid the Stonewall riots. She was also a co-founder, along with Sylvia Rivera, of Street Transvestite Action Revolutionaries, STAR, in the early 1970s. She was also the mother of STAR House, along with Sylvia, getting together food and clothing to help support the young drag queens and transgendered women living in the house on the Lower East Side of New York. This event is supportive of the Transgender Day of Remembrance. It is free and will be held at 1300 Altamont Avenue. The Toot Suite Jazz Ensemble, live at the Best Cafe in the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts on the Friday following Thanksgiving, November 29, 2013, from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. This will feature Stan Smith on keyboards, drummer Mike Hogard, bassist Chris Harrison, trumpet and flugelhorn player Dave Pillsbury, and vocalist Carol Koval, and throw in some songs for the season. This event is free. VMFA is located at 200 North Boulevard. Christmas Open House at Lavender Fields Farms, Saturday, November 30th, all day. Come out to the farm and enjoy a Christmas open house, herbal tastings, a Cooking with Herbs for the Holidays class, and farm tour available both Friday and Saturday. Check the website, lavenderfieldsfarm.com, for details and times. Christmas Open House at the farm is a free event. Lavender Fields Farm is located at 11300 Winfrey Road in Glen Allen. Again, check the website lavenderfieldsfarm.com for more information. This has been the community calendar recorded by local high school students of your area. If you've missed any of the events mentioned, you can go to WRIR.org and click on the community calendar tab. If you have any events that you want added to next week's calendar, you can email us at wrircommunitycalendar@gmail.com. That's wrircommunitycalendar@gmail.com. We now return you to our normal programming.
Based on the true story of a clone fighting to save her own liver from the cruel and ruthless original who's farming her for organs. Nature versus Nurture, a Primus primetime feedcast event. Image of a girl weeping on a courtroom floor.
I am not girl number two! Please, Judge Spandex, I'm also number one! I'm not a product, but a person!
Image of a girl holding a blaster to a twin's temple.
Remember, you can't spell danger without DNA.
The cola with the refreshing taste of citrus and butter.
An adventure in slouching.
Calculon, new solutions for...
It's dance. It's dance, dance, dance. That's fun. Fun's fun, and fun's what you can have. There's nothing to stop you from fun. Do you see the bodies? Can you smell the beat? Then you'll come and roar with us. Come and throw your boots at superstars. Come thrash in the cool until your head opens up and you see the veins of people you love, bright as branches against the sky. And burnt in your brain will be the fun, all of the fun, and the lights, and the Doppler vein of screaming you heard of the Rumble Spot. The Rumble Spot. The Rumble Spot. An ocean of chaos in the sea of tranquility.
Images of coke falling in rivulets down chiseled mountainsides. Children being held toward the sun. Blades slicing grass. A hand extended toward the lemonade like gods at creation. Boys in Gap tees, shot from a rocket. More lining up with tin helmets. Nike Grav gear plunging into Montana. A choir of Jamaican girls dressed in pinafores and strap-on solar cells. Dry cleaners ironing the cheek prostheses of the rich. Friends clutching at birds made of alloys. Law partners jumping fences. Snow, altitude, tears, hugs, night.
Steady my step, control my temper.
and I whispered, Violet, Violet, there's one story I'll keep telling you. I'll keep telling it. You're the story. I don't want you to forget. When you wake up, I want you to remember yourself. I'm going to remember. You're still there as long as I can remember you, as long as someone knows you. I know you so well, I could drive a simulator. This is the story. And for the first time, I started crying. I cried, sitting by her bed, and I told her the story of us. It's about the feed, I said. It's about this meg-normal guy who doesn't think about anything until one wacky day when he meets a dissident with a heart of gold, I said. Set against the backdrop of America in its final days. It's the high-spirited story of their love together. It's laugh-out-loud funny, really heartwarming, and a visual feast. I picked up her hand and held it to my lips. I whispered to her fingers. Together, the two crazy kids grow, have madcap escapades, and learn an important lesson about love. They learn to resist the feed. Rated PG-13 for language, I whispered, and mild sexual situations. I sat in her room by her side, and she stared at the ceiling. I held her hand. On a screen, her heart was barely beating. I could see my face crying in her blank eye.
Feeling blue, then dress blue. It's the Blue Jean Warehouse's final sales event. Stock is just flying off the shelves at prices so low, you won't believe your feed. Everything must go. 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 Everything must go.
Tales.
Everything must go.
From the Castleford.
Everything must go. Everything must go.
Crypts. Your future is our clutter. These are ever a necessity. It doesn't involve a problem. This new approach is on the borders of necessity. I say to you, keep your own clutter. The encyclopedia of building a plumber is on the CIDV underneath you. The mask of red is coming around. We're gonna get married. On the floor. Let's
Pink skirt and a pink stole.
Dance. Personal appearance.
What do we like?
Disco.
Gala dinner.
What do we like?
Wow, it sounds great.
What do
okay,
we like?
Bye. Dance. Personal
what
appearances.
Do we like?
Disco.
Gala dinner.
What
ball.
Do we like?
Wow,
it
sounds great.
Okay, bye.
What do we like?
Ken's my boyfriend, by the way. He's probably out driving my Ferrari.
Dance. Dance.
That's right.
Do we like nice clothes?
I like shoes. Dance. This is Dawson, their noisy number from the Cheese Market album, and Barb. For that, you just heard The Fall, our future Your Clutter, / Slippery Floor. And then we heard Causey Way in there, Toys, from there with Loving and Open Arms. And then there were some Jello Biafra with DOA. That's Progress from Last Scream of the Missing Neighbors. And DOA, of course. And also throughout the Black Friday edition of Friday Breakfast Blend, you've been hearing excerpts from the teen novel called Feed, F-E-E-D, by M.T. Anderson. Kind of a Orwellian, Huxley-influenced sci-fi novel about consumerism. Hauntingly I lost the word. Hauntingly oh, God. What time is it? Okay, I gotta get back to sleep, you guys. I don't know. Hey, you know what? You know what'd be really good? Some upbeat, punchy little number. Kind of finishes out here today. Yeah. Funplex by B-52s coming up. So today, just spend time with your family or friends or at home. Do something creative. Like, create something, you know? Don't create a credit card bill. Don't create anger in a line. And if you got to go shopping, just do it local, I guess, you know. If you have to get groceries or something, fair enough, right? All right, coming up, let's do this. Yeah!
Property, hippie, be quiet. Your peace sign t-shirt could cause a riot.
Hey, Michael Miracle and I just came up with a game that we're going to play next year. It's called the Alcohol Poisoning Black Friday Drinking Game. And what you do is when you watch all the sales during the Macy's Day Parade, and every time you see a Black Friday sale commercial that says Black Friday, you take a swig. So I don't know if that's something anybody wants to participate. Maybe Jim Jones fans might be interested. But yeah, so there you go. This has been the Black Friday show. Hey, Michael, can you yell goodbye really loudly? Oh, probably not. All right. It was close enough. He said goodbye. Or maybe he didn't. Maybe he hung up on me. But hey, thanks for listening. This has been the Black Friday edition of the Friday Breakfast Blend. I'm Phil D. I'll be Phil all day. See you later, sweet potato.
Coming up now on the Rainbow Minute. Held every year since 1988, World AIDS Day is an opportunity for people around the world to unite in the fight against HIV/AIDS, show their support for people living with the disease, and to commemorate those who have died. Between 2011 and 2015, the theme for World AIDS Day is Getting to Zero, Zero New HIV Infections, Zero Discrimination, and Zero Related Deaths. World AIDS Day is observed this Sunday. Some people wear a red ribbon on the occasion, signifying their solidarity with people living with HIV/AIDS. The red ribbon was first created by the New York-based visual